Workers at Heart of the Harvest are peeling yams the size of volleyballs.
It goes in here and is holding. Then it comes into this room. I call this the dirty room. This is where they prep.
Owner Bill Driscoll explains they will be sliced, diced, or julienned along with a dozen or more other vegetables and fruits his company has been processing and distributing for decades from the Hartford Regional Market. The market is on 33 acres along I-91 across from downtown Hartford. The buildings are old, they have low ceilings, they don't have enough storage. Tractor trailers can barely manage deliveries in the narrow, rutted access road built for the trucks of 1948, which was when the building Driscoll is in was built. Driscoll says those conditions are why a Domino's Pizza executive denied him a contract for the sausage he also produces at the market.
And they kind of got turned off the minute he drove in with all these Jersey barriers and potholes, and it just doesn't look like a place where Domino's wants to see their name on.
Stephen Ravitsky is the commissioner of Connecticut's Department of Agriculture, which owns the market.
The market itself was constructed, designed and constructed in a different era.
But Ravitsky doesn't just want to fix it up. He wants to reinvent it.
We're talking about a 12-month-a-year public market facility where we have a diversity of product, with fish, cheeses, produce, fruits, vegetables, an opportunity to have prepared foods. It would be a place where folks can come down from downtown to the market. They could do a little bit of shopping. They can enjoy a nice lunch.
Ravitsky is thinking restaurants, bakeries, and educational facilities like teaching kitchens and gardens. And he's thinking of ways the public can see the inner workings of things like cider making and even Driscoll's sausage processing. And that's in addition to rebuilding the wholesale market and an existing farmer's market that runs every morning in the parking lot. The irony is most folks in Connecticut don't know about either market, let alone that they can shop at both.
It's amazing right now how few people, even in Hartford, realize that the market is here. I think the potential is astronomical.
That's Stephen Slipchinski. He's the project manager for Foodshare, which is an anti-hunger organization that processes and distributes the leftover produce from the market's wholesalers. Do you think an area like this could support restaurants? Do you think it could bring in enough tourist traffic to make it worthwhile?
Absolutely.
But while the market is in a great location for trucks, it's tough to get to on foot. These and other issues are being sorted out right now by Market Ventures of Portland, Maine. The company was hired last summer to come up with a master plan for what a reinvented market would look like and how to pay for it. Market Ventures President Ted Spitzer says the first thing to remember:
a true public market reflects its agriculture from its region, and its history and its food traditions. You can't just replicate something that, you know, perhaps we've seen and enjoyed in a different community.
Regardless of the form it takes, Ravitsky believes the potential is huge.
There's an opportunity to have this be a tourist destination, and I think that this will be a draw for people from downtown. Whether it's in the middle of the day or at the end of their workday, I think that this will be a must-stop.
Market Ventures expects to have a master plan ready by spring. As for the cost, about the only estimate right now is a lot. Jan Allen Spiegel, WSHU News.